You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national. Dude, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the man just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, welcome to Thursday, Boomer's least favorite day of the week. Before I get into the triple dipper, let me sort of lead off with talking about leadership. In fact, let me talk about the dangers of tepid leadership. I remember a friend of mine telling me once he had gone from a special operations line unit to being assigned to a far less active unit headquarters. Having spent many years himself as a special forces team leader, a company commander, a survival instructor, he now found himself sort of stuck in the rear with the gear, if you know what I mean. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some amazing men and women who serve without being in the trenches. But apparently, the group my friend was assigned to, well, they did not fall into the amazing category, if you know what I mean. My buddy told me that at one point he was sitting around a conference table looking at the group of guys he was with who did not seem to have much fire in their belly. He just couldn't help himself. In his words, he said, "Phil, I looked at this bunch and I asked them out loud, isn't the military supposed to be an environment where you get promoted on merit?" Needless to say, they did not holler at him to go to lunch later on that day. But here's my point in telling that story. No one is inspired by tepid leadership. Name me the time, I defy you, name me the time that someone said, "Hey man, I saw a movie the other day, it was so inspiring, it was about a guy who never did anything hard, he couldn't make decisions, and he always had mediocre results." No, that kind of thing does not inspire. To me, one of the things that causes me the greatest doubt about the 2020 elections was the complete lack of inspiration by Biden's campaign. His campaign was like a wet noodle wrapped in damp tissue. I mean, who was actually inspired by the old guy doing Zoom interviews from his basement? There was nothing about the Biden campaign in 2020 that said, "Hey, world, I'm a leader for such a time as this." I mean, if anything, it clearly indicated that the future path was being blazed for John Fetterman. Joe Biden's inability to inspire and yet win cleared the way for Fetterman to be elevated to the U.S. Senate despite having actual brain damage. But that's old news now. I'm not going to spend time on that. To be honest, what I just described, the sentiments that I have about tepid leadership, well, that's the way I feel right now about national Republican leadership. You heard me. National Republican leadership right now at this moment is tepid. The results of the elections the other night, they were tepid at best. How do you take a true victory lap when the battle cry is, "Hey, everybody, we won a little bit"? Now, don't get me wrong. I believe we're going to eke out the narrowest of majorities in both the House and the Senate. And as a result, we're going to be able to put a stop to some monkey business that needs to be stopped cold. Things like, you know, putting a stop to the January 6th Commission or the reckless Department of Justice or the growth of the IRS. We need to have a simple majority just to be able to demand hearings on the southern border or the SEC forcing ESG on American financial sector. We need at least a simple majority in the event that we have to see another Supreme Court justice confirmed. We can do those things with a simple majority. But we're riding on a razor's edge when we do. If something happens to one of those few senators in the Republican side who holds a majority seat in the Senate and it calls for a special election or an appointment by a Democrat governor, well, we're right back where we started. Have you noticed right now, too, you're not hearing much from Mitch McConnell or GOP Chair Ronald McDaniel? Pray tell, why would that be? Because they have achieved mediocre results. And if we're going to pretend that meritocracy matters, they should both lose their jobs. I mean, what was the plan? What was the agenda? What was the rallying cry? You don't remember one? That's because there wasn't one. McConnell himself openly resisted the idea of putting out a Republican Senate agenda. He didn't see the need. There was nothing to rally around. There was nothing for the troops to engage. I mean, sure, he spent millions and millions of dollars, but to what end? People have to be inspired, and we are learning that too often McConnell's and technically McDaniel's intent was to just remain tepid. And tepid is as tepid does. There was a movie that came out back in the 90s. It was one of my favorites. I've actually used it several times to teach leadership. The movie is called The Last Castle. It stars Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. Redford is a 3-star general, a highly decorated warrior, someone who the troops aspire to be like, to serve under, And Redford's character refuses to let anyone else in his command take the heat for a wartime decision that wound up costing the lives of a number of his men, so he pled guilty to dereliction of duty, and he was sentenced to time in a military prison that was referred to as the Castle. James Gandolfini played the colonel, who served as the warden of the castle, and he treated it like his own little kingdom. Gandolfini's character was a wannabe. He was someone who had avoided hard duty and never been to a hard place. He was someone who took out his frustrations on others, and in this case, he took them out on Redford. Why? Because in the movie, Redford's character did what he'd always done. He was a leader. He was someone who knew how to inspire others to do that which they might not otherwise have done on their own. He gave the men in the castle hope and purpose and inspiration and a plan. And Gandolfini couldn't abide by it. He wanted mediocrity and quiet days with everything in order and everything in its place. But great things never happen with everything staying in order and always in their place. Sometimes a leader has to mix it up. Sometimes a leader, a real leader, has to get dirty hands and rough calluses and lead by example and give the men and women a plan to rally around. A plan that tells them why they exist and why they have purpose. Now, we can point a lot of fingers in the wake of the mediocrity of the 2022 midterms, and we should to some degree. There needs to be some accountability from those who were in charge of the broad campaign who are now surveying their tepid results. This has to rank, in my opinion, as one of the greatest political squanderings ever, an opportunity to seize the day, take the high ground, to offer a rebuke to the madness, and we met it with the greatest of lackluster outcomes. It is beyond time for Republicans to remember the likes of Newt Gingrich and Ronald Reagan and others who galvanized a nation because they inspired and they offered a true plan to rally around. Or we could just sit back and continue to let mediocrity rule instead of meritocracy. Not a good idea. The dangers of tepid leadership. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. That's how I feel. I mean, it's time. It's time for another round of leadership. It's time for somebody to come in who has the chutzpah to get out there and get it done, who has the ability to say to the world, here's a plan, let's execute it. Here's how to take the high ground. We're going to do it. Or we could just sit back and say, well, no plan necessary. Let's just get as much mediocrity as we can. Mediocrity sucks. Phil Williams, Right Side Way. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, Boomer, by the way, we got a text just a minute ago from Paul from Athens. The phrase we were looking for was post-camel.
Ah, post-camel day. Man, thank you, Paul.
Just post-camel. Just no day. Just post-camel. No, just post-camel. Yeah, it's post-camel.
Just post-camel.
Today is post-camel.
Paul, thank you.
Okay. Let's give Paul a round of applause. Can you give him the round of applause there? Just do it.
There you go, Paul.
Round of applause for Paul from Athens. Everybody loves Paul from Athens. All right, good deal. All right. Hey, tell you what. Boomer and I were talking right before the show. Apparently, the podcast just blew up again today. What do we have, like 700 downloads this morning?
Yeah, 700 this morning. We're at 93,300.
Well, it's like going up like 1,000 a day now. I'm gonna win this bet. You know it. You're gonna owe me a donut, man.
It's gonna be awesome.
50 push-ups and a donut.
Wait, where did the push-ups come into effect?
I thought that's part of it, isn't it? You gotta burn the calories to earn the donut. That's what you gotta do.
Burn the calories to earn the calories.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the way it works at Right Side Studio. Hey, listen, we got a huge amount of stuff, and I got to tell you that podcast is pretty fun. I mean, I say it all the time, but to this day, after a year, our second biggest audience remains California. So hello to you, California. We love you out there. Hold the fort. I mean, just keep giving Newsom the business, man. And if you get some wins, send us the word. We'll talk about you on the air. But yeah, the podcast is up. You can buy all the stuff's on our website, www.rightsideradio.org. And when you go there, you'll find a ton of stuff. Not the least of which is the podcast, which is up in every available format. So between Birdman and Boomer here, we get the podcast segmented out every day, loaded up, and it's out there on basically every format known to man. If you're an iTunes or a Google or a Podbean or whatever form you use to grab a podcast, or if you've never done it before at all, just go to the website. It's there. You hear one interview or a segment you liked, or you want to grab a monologue that was, you know, or a guest interview, whatever the case may be. Or maybe you want to send it to a friend. Say, hey, you got to hear what they said on this Right Side Radio. You can send them the whole link, and there it is. Other stuff on that website, kind of cool. We've got, first of all, later in the show, I'm going to be talking about a legendary fighting unit from Alabama called the 1st Battalion of the 167th Infantry. There's a book. If you go to the website, there's a Right Side Radio reading list tab. There's a series of books on there. One of them is called Send the Alabamians. Send the Alabamians, the cover of that book is written by Rod Frazier, but Send the Alabamians is about the unit that I'm going to talk about in a little later in the show. But it has a picture of the statue built in honor of the 167th Infantry, which to this day stands on the battlefield at Croix Rouge Farm in France. And another copy of it, the same statue, is in front of Union Station in Montgomery, in downtown Montgomery. You need to see it. So all that's on the website, as well as the Right Side Store. So, yeah, if you, like, just, you know, we're not giving away T-shirts anytime soon, and you want to buy a T-shirt, buy a coffee mug, you know, get some Right Side socks, because we got them, then the Right Side Store link is on there, and all that stuff's available to you. Go grab it. As well as the live stream. So if you want to see the inside of the studio, there it is. I can see I got a caller calling in. So before I hit the break, I'll go ahead and take a call. Who's that on line one? Is that Sparky on line one, bud? I'll take it. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, happy Thursday or Friday Eve to you and Boomer.
Thanks,
and
sir.
The Birdman.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the monologue on leadership. I used to work at the Center for Army Leadership for a few years as a study director and a bunch of other stuff. And I tell you what, I used to advise junior leaders, you know, look at the best commanders and leaders you've ever served. Cherry pick the best of their qualities, because that's how you want to be someday. And look at the very worst, the absolute most horrible and toxic leaders you've ever known, and cherry pick those things that you will vow to never be. And I look at junior, you know, representatives and senators showing up in Washington probably with high ideals, and I gotta wonder how many of them carry that sort of notion in their tool bag, and then how quickly do they get told hey, Junior, this is how it's going to go, and forget your ideals. We're going to tell you how to vote. Yeah. And I think that's the paradigm that's got to be broken. Telling the old Washington, old bunny, nah, I came here to do a job for my constituents, and I don't care if you don't put me on committees. I'm going to do what's right by my heart, my code of ethics, and my constituents back home. We need a few more like that, buddy.
Oh, man, you're so right. And, you know, I can relate. I mean, not having served in D.C. at all, but having served in Montgomery, I got down to the State House. I didn't know where the bathrooms were, and I was being asked to vote on bills. And it was just, you know, it was one of those things where you get thrown in there, and it was not like it was a training session. There really wasn't. And there's no textbook. And so the thing is, you better come to, I've told many of them who are running for office since that time, you better know where you stand on certain principles, or you're going to be told where to stand when you get there.
Right. And you know better than I, but I suspect that if you, as a young junior senator or representative, if you hold firm on every single thing you know to be true, whether they like it or not, they're going to respect it.
Yep.
And they'll learn to respect that person that you begin to eventually become.
Well, that was the highest compliment I got when I left. I had a lobbyist tell me, he said, Senator, we didn't always agree with your position, but we always knew where you stood, and that meant the world to us. And
absolutely.
How do you walk away and not feel good about that? You know. well, Sparky, appreciate you, man. And yeah. By the way, when you taught at the center, did y'all use movies as lesson points sometimes, like The Last Castle or something like that?
No, I was in quite a few units where some effective leaders would have a. Like an OPD or a group session where movies that focused on certain qualities of leadership were employed. And I did like that. I admired that a lot. I thought that was a really good technique.
It's such a good teaching technique. And my church uses it sometimes, and it's they basically point out that, you know, Jesus used parables to try and make a point. Movies can do the same thing. You can make a point sometimes by watching something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right,
have
man.
A good weekend.
You too, buddy. All right, folks, I hear the music playing. That's like the preacher knows that the sermon's over, so I got to get off the air. But, hey, we'll be right back. It's Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.